Now, word of warning as we head through the middle part of the fall, and that is it's deer season. Be very, very careful as you go out on the roadways, and we get some of the particulars on what to be aware of with deer with Kurt Hutchinson. He is with the Kansas Department of Transportation.
This is their time of year. They're in the mating season, and so deer do strange things, much like people probably under similar circumstances. So you have to watch out for them. November's actually probably the worst month in terms of deer car crashes out on our highways. But right now it's starting because we've gotten the cool fall nights and the wet ones and going into today. So the deer are out and about, and you need to be aware of them. Last year, across the state of Kansas, there were around 8,700 crashes involving deer. And if you compare that to, we launched national campaigns about drunk driving. You compare that, we had a little over 2,100 alcohol-related crashes last year. Now, those alcohol-related crashes resulted in 57 fatalities across the state. Deer crashes resulted in 2 fatalities across the state, 322 injuries. And we can do a lot more to control alcohol-related crashes because that's a personal decision. Deer crashes, it's a little different. I mean, because it's almost random. You don't know for sure when the deer is going to pop out in front of you. So it really is on you as a driver to be paying very close attention.
And are there certain times of the day that we should be more aware of deer than maybe others?
I think what we've seen over the years is that through the nighttime hours, especially the early nighttime hours, early morning hours, dawn, and a lot of that has to do with not just the activity of the deer, but also because of the lighting conditions, it's just harder to see. Mm-hmm. But I've seen deer all through the night. If I've been traveling late at night, they're out there. And sometimes they're a little easier to spot. If you're looking, if you're paying attention, recognize that they could be out there along the shoulder of the road. And so if you're constantly kind of scanning the horizon like they teach us to do in driver's ed when we're first learning to drive, that helps a lot. And what I've noticed, too, at night, you'll see if a deer is crossing the road, you'll catch an odd shadow in your headlights or in the headlights of an oncoming vehicle. That's a clue to me to slow down and just kind of be paying attention. What's out there? See the reflection of their eyes sometimes in the ditch because they're looking at you to figure out what you're doing. So there are ways, there are clues out there that you can be spotting and looking for.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I mean, does KDOT put some sort of priority on crossings that you see or certain areas where there have been number of deer vehicle collisions?
Where we've seen issues, then you will see that, or where, because of the habitat that's out there, the setting, maybe a small, you know, ponds, lakes, areas where you might find deer or any other animals for that matter wanting to cross to get to something. Either for food or for water or whatever, or areas where we've seen an incidence of crashes. Yeah, we'll put those out there. Those signs are out there as an alert to you to let you know. But you can't assume that just because there's not a sign on a particular stretch of road, you won't see a deer there. Mm. You could very well see a deer there. They're all across the state of Kansas. We see that most of the crashes, the highest number of incidents, are in places like Johnson County, Sedgwick County. That's not because of the deer population. That's because of the people population. Mm. But here, even out here in a rural area, there are plenty of deer and enough vehicles that we still have those crashes. Last year in Finney County, we had 29 or 30 rather crashes, deer vehicle crashes. One resulted in an injury. The rest of them were property damage only, but they're out there. And so you just need to be aware that they're out there. Be prepared to slow down. Be prepared to stop. They recommend, safety people say, don't try to swerve to avoid the deer because you might hit something harder than a deer. Better off trying to come to a stop. If you hit the deer, try not to hit the deer at full speed if you can avoid that, because you've slowed down.
Sure.
But keep control of your vehicle. If you start swerving, you may lose control of your vehicle. No telling what you're going to run into or what might happen next. So as best you can, you try to keep the vehicle on the road, slow down. And if you do have a wreck with a deer, if you can get off the road, get off the road so that you're safe once you get out of the vehicle, so that you're not now becoming a target out there. So